What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022, getting into the week here. It's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get as much news in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and taking care of business. And so let's get right on into it. Today is the 77th anniversary of the nuclear bombing of Nagasaki. Saturday was the anniversary for Hiroshima. And, you know, there's still a lot of debate. Following that first bomb, was it really necessary to drop the second one to get Japan to surrender? And it's since been determined that Japan had already decided to surrender when Russia came into the war against Japan. And so the bombs weren't really necessary. But Truman wanted to demonstrate to the rest of the world that we had these horrific weapons and the political will to use them. And it's been pointed out rather ironically, the United States considers itself a Christian nation and for some reason bombed the two most Christian cities in Japan, which were Hiroshima and Nagasaki. All right, speaking of a major bombshell, and you probably have already heard this already, last night the FBI, or should I say the Gestapo, raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, and there was some 30 or more FBI agents went on in, went through the closets, desks, underneath the bed, whatever. They broke into a safe and just caused all kinds of stuff. And they claimed they were there to recover classified documents that Trump had illegally removed from the White House. We'll get more into that a little bit. But it's kind of important to understand just what a precedent this sets. Never before has the home of a former president been raided by the FBI or by any agency of the government. And what's going on here, of course, is, you know, Biden is planning on running in 2024. Trump is likely to run in 2024. And so what Biden has done is sick the Gestapo on his likely opposition. This is what we see in third world dictatorships, banana republics. This is what Zelensky's been doing in Ukraine. And the White House is denying they had anything to do with that. And if you believe that, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. But this really is taking our country into a whole new era, because what made this country a republic and made it great has now been destroyed. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson hated one another for years and years. Eventually they reconciled, but they hated each other. Neither one dared use the agencies of the U.S. government to hound, persecute, or discredit the other. The contest between them was kept on a personal level. The government was left to be the government here. But ever since Obama, the government agencies have been weaponized and turned against not just political opponents, but against the American people. Remember the IRS scandal under Obama, where they were targeting conservative, outspoken conservative people. They were auditing conservative political action committees and activist groups. And it's continued up to the present time here. And Biden is simply continuing that tradition. And I don't think he understands that he has established a new tradition, where from now on, whoever is in power will use the instruments of the government to attack their opposition. Just one more step on our way to being a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union. Now, again, the FBI claimed that what they were looking for were classified documents improperly removed from the White House by Donald Trump. And Eric Trump had already come on out and said the documents in question had been declassified by Donald Trump. The classification markings hadn't been updated, but the documents, in fact, were now public. And so the FBI broke into Donald Trump's personal safe, and oh my goodness, all the secrets have got to be there. The January 6th committee are going to be so happy. And Basically, what they found in the safe were personal items. Okay, Donald Trump kept things like press clippings, pictures of his family, notes from his children, letters from family, and that kind of stuff in the safe. That's what it was used for. And this idea that the FBI had to raid Donald Trump's home in order to complete the files at the National Archives, that was a bit of a stretch anyway. And Meghan McCain came on out and said that if they don't have the goods, meaning the January 6th committee, the FBI, this unprecedented raid is proof the deep state wants to destroy Trump. And what they've actually done is made him a martyr and actually increased his odds that he will win the White House if he runs in 2024. And he has. I mean, if you look at corporate media, oh, Trump must have done something wrong. The FBI is raiding his home. But if you go out on social media, they have ignited a firestorm. They have motivated the Republican base to a very intense degree. And it's not just going to be Trump who benefits from this. We've got the midterms coming up in less than 100 days. And so, there is just absolute fury on the right, as intense as the celebration on the left. The left is just going, yes, yes, they raided Donald Trump. They didn't find anything. Doesn't matter. And they raided him. And, this is only, of course, going to increase the sense of distrust by the American people towards the instruments of government. They're not really working for us. You know, they're there to serve the powerful. And it's not surprising that more and more people, yours truly included, refer to the FBI as the, the American version of the Gestapo. I don't know, maybe the FBI found pictures of J. Edgar Hoover in drag in that safe or something. It's one of the secrets they like to keep here. Mark Levin came on out. A lot of people are out there just expressing their rage about this. Mark Levin went nuclear over this raid, saying the FBI is totally corrupt. And then he slammed the GOP leadership for being rather quiet about all of this. And we know that when Trump ran in 2016, there was much of the GOP leadership was not on his side. The never Trumpers among the Republicans, they were out there. Oh, we don't want Donald Trump. We want somebody that we can control, who's part of the club, who's part of the organized crime families who are running this country here. And there's another little piece of propaganda they came on out with. You probably see these photos shared by the New York Times columnist Maggie Haberman that supposedly show official documents with Trump's handwriting on them in the White House toilets. Okay, and you just see the picture looking down into the toilet, and at the very bottom are scraps of paper. And there are two problems with these pictures. The first one is it is clearly not Donald Trump's handwriting. And the second one is just common sense. You know this from your own life experience. When you put something in the toilet, no matter what it is, the first thing you do is you press that flush handle. You don't leave stuff there to be photographed or seen by the next visitor to the restroom. So very obviously, these photos of notes in the toilet are staged. It's more fakery, and it's dumb fakery. It's stupid fakery. You know, we have morons running these intelligence agencies here. Now, Carrie Lake, fresh from her primary victory in Arizona, is definitely on the warpath here, saying we are all unsafe following the raid on Trump. The FBI is going to, you know, kick down the door of Trump's home. It could happen to all of us. It could happen to all political candidates who do not line up with the deep state's agenda. And Carrie Lake is saying that something has to be done about it. We're hearing a lot of Republicans say if they get the Congress this November, there will be investigations, so we can count on the Democrats doing absolutely anything with a capital A, you know, to steal the midterm elections, maybe even figuring out a way to cancel them and say, we're just going to keep the government the way it is right now here. Bernard Kerik has gone one step further and says the Democrats may try to assassinate Donald Trump If they don't get any pay dirt from this FBI raid, if it looks like Trump is going to continue to win, if his support continues to grow, if, you know, hundreds of thousands of people continue to show up at his rallies, they will actually try and assassinate him. I'm absolutely in agreement with Bernard. I am very concerned for Trump and his safety, and I hope he's got a lot of security around him, because the Democrats are in an absolute panic. If they weren't, they wouldn't have tried this harebrained stunt down there at Mar-a-Lago, because the net result is the FBI may have just reelected Donald Trump, because the Republican base is furious. You know, anybody who might have stayed home from the midterm elections and certainly from the 2024 elections, they're going to go now. They have seen a terrible wrong being done, and it needs to be righted. They're going to try and right it through the ballot box, and I would rather that than the ammo box, but that may be happening as well. Anyway, let's see. There was a warrant issued. The warrant was put out by Merrick Garland, you know, in between threatening school child mothers over critical race theory, and basically said the agents who executed the search were from the Washington field office. Okay, the same office that whistleblowers recently complained to Senator Charles Grassley were involved in political meddling into the investigations involving Trump and blocking investigations into Hunter Biden. This same D.C. field office had been accused of abuse of power by other whistleblowers. And again, the documents sought in the raid were already declassified because Trump declassified them. Okay. Another article along the same line, this one coming out of PJ Media, saying Merrick Garland's Mar-a-Lago raid may have clinched the Senate for the GOP. Now, there's no question the House is going to go Republican. There have been so many Democrats stepping down, resigning, retiring, the states are shifting red. The Senate was kind of in play, maybe not anymore. Okay, again, because the Republicans are very angry at what Biden and the FBI have done. And yes, Biden's denying have anything to do with it. Hey, I couldn't order the FBI to raid Donald Trump. I'm demented, remember? So anyway, now here's where it gets even murkier. The judge who signed off on this FBI raid on Donald Trump's home, okay, represented workers of Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, the judge, Bruce Reinhart, acted for several employees of the pedophile before he sanctioned the unannounced search on Mar-a-Lago yesterday. And he left the local U.S. attorney's office over a decade ago to set up a private practice and help staff members, including his Lolita Express pilots and his scheduler and a woman described as a Yugoslavian sex slave. So these are the kind of people we have in our government. You know, and Donald Trump refers to Washington, D.C. as a swamp. Actually, it's a septic tank, and the really big chunks keep floating to the top. And that's, I think, a better analogy or image of Washington, D.C. Ben Carson came on out comparing the FBI raid to tactics used by communist tyrants, said this is the way of Mao and Castro. And Dan Bongino went on Fox News and really pushed the FCC license, saying this is third word bovine excrement, although he didn't use bovine excrement. And so he was out there saying this is third world BS. I mean every word of it, and I don't care that it's cable news. Now, again, the FBI is being called on their hypocrisy because of all the things that have gone on down that the FBI didn't bother investigating. Oh, it just wasn't worth there. I mean, Hillary Clinton deleted and bleach-bitted the hard drives of 33,000 emails after they had been subpoenaed. The FBI hasn't raided her home. You've got Hunter Biden, who has got evidence of corruption, pornography, underage pornography, pedophilia, drug use on his laptop. The FBI hasn't raided his house. You have the Clinton Foundation, which actually fails to live up to the spending requirements of being a foundation. They haven't been raided by the FBI. Just Donald Trump, okay? And Thomas Massie of Kentucky came on out saying a president just raided a former president, his political opponent. This is stuff you see happening. Like I said, Zelensky's been doing this over in Ukraine. And the entire world is watching this. It's not just Republicans who are upset. This is sending a horrible message about the state of the United States to the rest of the world. And it cannot help but damage our already weakened image, reputation, and gravitas, if you will, our moral authority with the rest of the world. Down in Florida, Republican Anthony Sabatini is calling on the Florida legislature to sever all ties with the Department of Justice. Just cut them off and say, we're not interested in anything you have to say anymore after this huge embarrassment. Okay? So let's kind of sum up where we are with the Biden administration, okay? We're heading toward complete totalitarianism, all right? We, the American people, were forced to accept a home prison called a lockdown, the forced loss of our jobs, the loss of most of our freedoms, state-staged riots, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, destruction of property, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all allowed by the state. We lost our freedom to travel. We had to wear these masks. We were ordered to take these highly dangerous experimental gene therapy shots. And, you know, we've got food shortages, loss of income, inflation, lost decent medical care. We've seen trillions of fake dollars being printed up, much of it being sent over to pay for wars, and it's just going worse and worse. And again, this is why I say election fraud is the most important crisis facing this country, because if we don't have honest elections, we can't fix any of those other problems. The regime is just going to keep on doing what they're doing, like raiding Donald Trump's home, and they're going to say, well, we're the government. What are you going to do about it? You know, just go out and vote. Really, go out and vote. Won't change a thing. If it could change something, we wouldn't let you do it. All right. Now, attorney Harmeet Dhillon, who includes serving as former vice chairwoman of the California Republican Party, issued a list of the FBI's previous abuses of power, of which there have been many. And Dhillon, who represented the Daily Wire in its legal challenge against the Biden administration's order mandating that large employers either vaccinate or mask or COVID test their employees, took the FBI to task. She mentioned, first of all, the Russian collusion hoax that was pushed by the FBI. They spied on law-abiding Americans, complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. They lied to the FISA court to get warrants that they were otherwise not entitled to. They, as I mentioned before, ignored all the problems with Hillary's email server. They've ignored the Biden family criminal activity. They're persecuting the journalists from Project Veritas. They treated these trespassers at the Capitol on January 6th like they were terrorists. And they were wrong. They weren't. They were tourists. They were taking selfies in the Capitol building. Look, I'm in the People's House. The FBI has been going after PTA mothers for saying we don't like critical race theory and transgender ideology taught in the schools. The FBI is ignoring the flood of drugs coming across that southern border and really doesn't seem to be taking any interest in the drug cartels that are operating right here in the United States of America. To that list, I would add the framing of James Earl Ray, the framing of Sirhan Sirhan, the cover-up of the murder of Vincent Foster, and COINTELPRO. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Boy Who Cried Wolf said, "What?" I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. Yes, 5 children and a pregnant woman have monkeypox, but 98% of cases are men who have sex with men, and only 5 people in the world have died from the disease. All of that is beside my point. By declaring a public health emergency, federal money, your tax dollars, is now up for grabs again. We are a nation that is supposed to be essentially 50 sovereign states. The federal government declaring an emergency every time you turn on the news erodes that sovereignty. Federal money, your tax dollars, have become nothing more than a carrot dangled in front of the state's budget committees. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
And welcome back to our show here and getting into some other areas of politics. Ron DeSantis is on the campaign trail supporting and endorsing MAGA candidates in the battleground states. And what he may be doing is laying his foundation for a run in 2024, either as president or as Donald Trump's running mate. So he's definitely out there making the moves like he's ready for an upward promotion. What can I tell you? All right. A lot of people are still talking about this new and not so improved Internal Revenue Service as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. And after looking at how the FBI has been weaponized against Donald Trump, it is very likely that we're going to see the IRS weaponized against conservatives in a repeat of what we saw under the Obama administration. And so the IRS is going to get $80 billion in increased funding. They're going to be hiring more staff than pretty much any other government agency out there. And I don't know, I guess they're going to start coming for the gold fillings in our teeth, you know, because there's certainly ample precedent for that here. And there's an article that came on out from Natural News basically saying that the Inflation Reduction Bill will unleash tax terrorism on the American people. And yeah, The IRS has been a domestic terror organization. Everybody lives in fear of them all the time. That's the whip that they crack over you to get your obedience here. All right, let's talk about COVID and other medical things here right now. And the numbers are not good. Over at KUSI, they're reporting on how 41% of recent COVID deaths happened among the fully vaccinated and boosted individuals. The vaccines and the boosters do not work. President Joe Biden just proved that last week. And they don't work. They just absolutely do not work. Now, there's another little article over at realityshed.com. And basically says that leftists are now trying to redefine vaccines to try and quell the anti-vaccine movement, the anti-vaxxers. Now, remember, leftists can't even define what a woman is, but they're taking it upon themselves to redefine vaccines to try and get away from the negative ramifications of that word. And despite the best efforts of the far-left communists and these corporate media prostitutes and correspondents to change the definition of vaccine and get you to take the shots, more and more people are absolutely refusing, and those people are doing just fine. If you're more likely to get serious problems from COVID if you have been vaccinated. For the unvaccinated, it's a minor disease here. Now, there was an article from August 5th, 2022, actually dismissed this story about five Canadian doctors at the same hospital dying after getting their COVID vaccines. The article claimed that they had all died of cancer. They blamed anti-vax social media, said there was no evidence that it was the vaccine and we should all move on and get our shots. There was another follow-up article just 2 days later saying, no, it was actually 14 doctors who died, all from the same hospital. Only two of them had cancer. So, again, you're still being lied to. They want you to get those shots. You know, certainly there's a lot of money involved here. I mean, Pfizer's just raking the dough in. It's all coming out of your taxes. These shots aren't free. Nothing is free in this world. You're going to be made to pay for it one way or the other. You know, maybe they're loss leading. You get the shot for free, and then you spend the rest of your life dealing with all these sicknesses, and they make their money treating those symptoms. All right, getting to the international news. Ukraine gets another $1 billion in arms, plus another $4.5 billion in cash for budget needs. And probably the top item on the budget is bribes. So the money is continuing to flow out of your pocket and over to Ukraine and to these wars and so forth and so on. And that's why Biden is goosing up the Internal Revenue Service. He's got to loot and plunder you, the American people, to pay for his wars of conquest, which he's going to lose anyway. You know, it's kind of like King Philip of Spain, you know, who literally bankrupted Spain to build the Armada to send against England and lost the war. And when Philip died, Spain, which had been a world power, was bankrupt. And England ruled the waves. Okay, there is a video that came on out on YouTube. We have it linked to whatreallyhappened.com about how there are massive desertions in the Ukrainian army, and rampant corruption, which we already know about from the number of weapons that are being stolen and sold on the black market. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the international news. We're talking about what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. And a lot of people in Europe have been worried about Russia shutting off the oil and gas supply to the European Union. And as a matter of fact, Russia has reduced some of that supply. And now all of a sudden, Ukraine has got their hands on the valve, because remember, those pipelines go through Ukraine to get from Russia to Europe. And so Ukraine's state oil pipeline operator, Ukrtransshafta, has stopped pumping Russian crude oil through the southern branch of the Druzhba system to the European Union. And they're saying the reason for this is that under the current contract, Russia is selling the oil to European refineries, but Russia pays the transit fees through the Ukrainian pipeline. And because of European Union sanctions, Russia's payments to Ukraine have been blocked. And so Ukraine is saying, well, if they're not going to pay the transit fees, we're just going to stop pumping. And what is really going on here is Zelensky is now using Russia's oil to blackmail Europe into giving him more support and more money. Over in the Netherlands, the fight between the government climate freaks and the farmers continues. And the Netherlands is trying to shut down 11,200 farms to meet climate goals. And with everybody sick to death about hearing about carbon dioxide, climate people have now settled on nitrogen compounds as the new villain, specifically nitrous oxide and other compounds produced by agriculture, and saying, oh, this is dangerous, it's going to be terrible. And, you know, what it is they're going to drive all these farmers out of business, large corporations are going to buy up the farmland, and we're going to have no more family farms. It's all going to be owned by giant corporations. Okay. Over in China, the Chinese and warships continue to shadow each other, just scurrying around the island there. China has extended the Taiwan drills and basically says they're conducting real war training situations. And this is going to be done on a regular basis. In other words, what started out as a temporary military exercise is now going to be a permanent patrol. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has assured the Philippines the United States will defend the Philippines against armed attacks. So if there's going to be a war in the Western Pacific, and it certainly looks like we're headed that way, then if the Philippines get attacked by those evil Chinese or those evil Russians, that will be yet another area where our money will be spent and our children will be killed and crippled. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has come on out saying there is a real risk of World War III, primarily because of the incompetent people in Washington, D.C. And he's absolutely right. You know, I remember when they used to talk about the people in Washington, D.C. as the best and the brightest. They're not. Now they're the worst and the stupidest, but they're ideologically correct. We don't care if you don't know what you're doing, but if you believe in the liberal agenda, you're going to get the jobs, which is why we have transgender people all throughout the government and people making economic policy who never themselves have actually run a business. And it shows, you know. So, we have incompetent people making decisions involving our nuclear arsenal and our military. And they don't know what they're doing. And they're probably thinking that, this is going to work the same way we see in movies and television shows. And if we just go and do this, we will be fine. No, it doesn't work that way. It really does not work the way. In fact, I've lost count of the number of times I've watched a movie about war somehow. And I look at it and I say, no, that's not what happens. This would be stupid to do. And I'll give you a good example. We've all seen it when we watch movies like Top Gun or the Flight of the Intruder. There's always a scene where the hero in a plane is trying to evade a missile, and the missile's just on their tail, and it stays on their tail, and they just corkscrewing all over the sky. Doesn't work like that. Those anti-air missiles are so much faster than those fighter jets. They just appear, bang, and it's all over. There's no evading situation. It's just made up because it makes the movie more dramatic and more entertaining. Now, over in China, they're testing a brand new naval weapon. This is really kind of cool. Do you remember there was a movie and then it led to a TV series called Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and it was all centered on this fabulous submarine with a picture window in the front called the Sea View, and one of the toys that it had during the TV series was the flying submarine that would deploy from the submarine and then it would take off into the air and everything. Well, not quite to that extent, but China has developed a flying submarine drone. And what it does is it is launched as a torpedo. It's got a pair of large wings that are folded back along the body, giving it a streamlined torpedo-like shape. And then it surfaces, the wings pop out, and it takes into the air at about 75 miles per hour, which is twice as fast as ordinary current drones powered by rotor blades can go. And this is designed to basically take on aircraft carriers. It's stealthy, And yeah, this is going to be really, really hard to defeat. And the unfortunate reality, I mean, the United States loves to show off its aircraft carriers all over the world, and we've got these super carriers and the Gerald R. Ford, which is never really going to work in combat. But, you know, the United States has spent trillions of your dollars building for World War II, whereas these other countries have been really thinking outside the box and getting ready for World War III. And the fact of the matter is that our aircraft carriers are very vulnerable in an age of hypersonic missiles, sea-skimming missiles, maneuverable missiles, not to mention a submarine drone that can rise up out of the water, take into the air, and hit an aircraft carrier. So those carriers are their targets. You know, they're really, really targets. I remember a few years ago, in fact, it was back during the Iraq War, there was a situation where the Joint Chiefs called in one of the top Navy admirals in charge of the carrier fleets and said, if we were to go to war with Russia or China, how long would our aircraft carriers survive? And he said, maybe 2 weeks. Three, if you keep them in port, which is not what the Joint Chiefs wanted to hear. But yeah, the just like the aircraft carrier made the battleship obsolete, the age of hypersonic artificially intelligent missiles has made the aircraft carrier obsolete. So time to turn them all into museums here. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here. And article coming out of the Political Insider on how the left is gaslighting on the economy. And yes, they are. One of the more obvious examples is that gas prices have dropped a little tiny bit in the last week. And Biden's out there saying, see, we've solved the problem. Well, gas hasn't dropped 30 cents. It's still up $2. Over what it was when Biden came into office. And, you know, Biden's out there saying we're not really in a recession, even though we meet the classical definition of recession. They changed the definition so that they can go on saying the economy is fine, it's going to be wonderful, and yeah, prices are higher, and it's all Vladimir Putin's fault, even though the economy started deteriorating before the invasion of Ukraine. But yeah, you know, the motto of the U.S. government is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Okay, over at Bloomberg, their co-founder Matthew Winkler has come out with a very dumb explanation for why consumers believe Joe Biden's economy stinks. He says it's those 2020 election deniers, those crackpot, tinfoil hat-wearing kooks that think the 2020 election was stolen. They're the ones out there saying that the economy is not doing well, you know, and, you know, those empty store shelves and those high prices and everything. It's got nothing to do with it. It's just those election deniers. They're just messing things up for the rest of us here. And we've talked about this before, and this is coming on out from Station Gossip. As the recession takes hold, millions of Americans are accumulating credit card debt just to get by. And this is one of the cruelest traps of a recession is, you know, people are working to get out of debt. And of course, when they get out of debt, the banks get very unhappy because they can't make money off of you unless you are in debt to them. So they need you to be in more debt. So we get a recession, and people who were just getting by and making their credit card payments, all of a sudden, they're having to rely on their credit cards just to put food on the table. The debt goes up, the interest payments go up, and the banks are happy again. You know, the banks actually have a financial incentive to encourage recession. That's exactly what's going on. Over in the United Kingdom, one of their, former prime minister, Brown, is out there saying that they're facing, Gordon Brown is saying they're facing Dickens-style poverty. And if you've ever read the original Charles Dickens novels, you know how bad life was like in England underneath the Bank of England before it was privatized, before it was nationalized here. Also in Britain, in protest to the power inflation, 75,000 Brits have agreed they're not going to pay their electricity bills this fall. You know, just like we have over in China, where people are just refusing to pay their mortgages anymore. They've had it with this constant imposed indebtedness, this economic enslavement that we've all been subject to all of our lives. Okay, a little bit of acquisition news here. Amazon has bought the robot company, which makes the Roombas vacuum, the robotic vacuum cleaners, iRobot. And the newer Roombas, of course, actually map out your home. As they go around vacuuming, they build up a digital map of what is in your home. That information goes back to Roomba and can be sold to mass marketers and whoever else really wants to know what's inside your home here. And so Amazon now has that as well. So, I don't know. We had one of those older Roombas. We've got so many wires on our floor it wouldn't work, so we got rid of it. But if I had one of those newer ones, I'd move the furniture around on a regular basis just to piss it off. Okay, now everyone is pushing, well, not everyone, Biden and the Democrats are pushing electric vehicles. You've got to have electric vehicles. They're going to be clean and environmentally safe, and we're going to have all this really good stuff, even though nobody yet knows how they're going to charge all those electric cars here. But there's another concern being issued over at mining.com, saying that in order to meet the requirements to manufacture all these batteries and their eventual replacements is going to require hundreds of new mines to be created. Okay? And they're saying there needs to be a minimum of 50 more lithium mines, 60 more nickel mines, and 17 more cobalt mines by 2030. Okay? To meet the goals of all these batteries for the electric cars. And if you know anything about mining, you know these mines are environmental disasters. Okay? It's not a clean technology. It's clean where you are. It's clean around that car, that electric car, and that makes you feel really good. But the process of making that car is very dirty. And right now, the process of recharging that car is very dirty because that electricity has to come from a power plant, and most power plants are still coal and oil fired. There is a missing link in this electrification plan, and nobody seems able to solve it, and so they're just going to pretend it doesn't exist. And again, the liberal idea is it's our job to demand change. It's your job to figure out how to make it work. Okay. Anyway, down in Miami, they are looking at a plan to get the homeless out of the tourist areas on the beachfront by moving them all to an island. And there, you know, there's a great deal of argument about that. First of all, there are the people who like going out to that island. You know, there are the people who own all those hotels along the beach saying, you know, you got to get the homeless out of here. We went through the same thing out on Oahu because there's a huge homeless population on Hawaii. And, you know, if you're going to be homeless someplace, Hawaii is a really good place, you know, because of the weather. You know, the Hawaii routinely gets the homeless out of the tourist areas along Waikiki. And figures out where to put them. And a lot of them are now out on Sand Island, which is there's a homeless camp out there along the Pearl Harbor. That whole North Shore, the three locks, are all homeless tents. That was actually exposed to the world by Dog the Bounty Hunter. They did an episode where they went in there looking for a bail jumper. And when that episode aired, everybody said, oh, my goodness, this is Hawaii. I said, yeah, it is. It really, really is here. Okay, let's talk about immigration and borders. Stephen Miller is out there saying that Joe Biden's open border policies is a crime against humanity that deserves the eternal shame of history. It certainly does. As you've no doubt heard, Biden has ended Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. He wants those future Democratic voters to cross that border just as quick as he can get them. And that's exactly what's happening. Meanwhile, interestingly enough, Tesla has made a deal to have its own exclusive lane at the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is at the state of Nuevo León, where if you go through that little border crossing, there's one lane that is simply marked Tesla, and only Tesla vehicles and delivery vehicles are allowed to use that lane. So that's rather interesting there. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour. And apparently there's been a situation where there was this 37-year-old Jose Paulino Pascual Reyes was arrested last week after an injured 12-year-old girl was found wandering down a road in Alabama. And this illegal alien kidnapped this girl. She managed to get away. It turns out he's also facing capital murder charges. So, yeah, by all means, let's keep that border open and just let all those illegals pour on into our country here. All right, getting into wokeness. there's a lot of stuff going on here. Let's see. Tulsi Gabbard is out there saying the Biden administration is promoting child abuse by pushing so-called gender-affirming care. And included the fact that the FDA is now warning that puberty blockers have a lot of nasty side effects, which includes headaches, pressure buildup around the brain, which can cause permanent brain damage, loss of vision. Okay, but hey, they're affirming the gender that we convince them they are, and so that makes it really good. Apparently, there was this YMCA operated swimming pool in Port Townsend, Washington. And there was this 80-year-old woman who has now been banned from that pool because she got upset in the girls' changing room when a man came on in and basically was changing his, hers, its, whatever clothes. He said, "I'm transgender. You've got to let me do this." The woman said, "No, there are little girls around here looking at the plumbing." And the pool said, "No, you're banned for being transphobic here." Let's see. This was a story that came out of the New York Post. This is down in Georgia. There's this gay couple, William and Zachary Zulock, who have been arrested for using their two adopted children to make child pornography. And I thought adoptive parents were going to be vetted a little bit more carefully. Getting on back to Hollywood and entertainment here, there is a remake of Robin Hood that is on the way. And in this version, Robin Hood is recast as a black female Gen Zer. And this is going to be another get woke, go broke filmic disaster. And we're starting to see a lot of studios pull away from this nonsense because they lost so much money doing it. People don't go to watch these things. Disney's Lightyear was an absolute flop, and it's time to let it go. Okay, we're coming up here on the top of the hour, and we are going to open up our phone lines here. We're going to do station identification first. We've already got callers waiting on the line, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.